Hey, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. If you're not listening on the Pray Every Day app, you're missing out because it will remind you to, which is really cool. You can get it on Alexa, or not on Alexa. That's another way you can hear Pray Every Day. You can get it in the iTunes store, or if you don't have an iPhone, you can get it in Google Play. And the other thing that's kind of cool about that app is that there are 365 free devotionals that are written out so that you can carry it with you wherever you go. You can experience, you get a little bit of uplifting and read it, and then also hear a prayer for yourself. It can be a part of your daily routine. So the Pray Every Day app, it's available. And oh yes, of course, it's absolutely free. Thanks to the sponsors and the patrons. They have helped provide for this podcast, so I'm really grateful. We are in Matthew 26. We're going to finish chapter 26 from verses 69 to 75 in the Modern English Version. This is what it says. Now, Peter sat outside in the courtyard, and a girl came to him saying, "You also were with Jesus of Galilee." But he denied it before them all, saying, "I do not know what you are saying." Then he went out into the porch. Another girl saw him and said to those who were there, "This man was also with Jesus of Nazareth." Again, he denied with an oath, "I do not know the man." After a while, those who stood by came to Peter and said, "Surely you also are one of them, for your accent betrays you." Then he began to invoke a curse on himself, and he swore, "I do not know the man." Then immediately a rooster crowed. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken, "Before a rooster crows, you will deny me three times." Then he went out and wept bitterly. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I've been in those places before of regret and boasting. I think that's part of this story that we forget about, is that Peter boasted and said, "I will never," and in his own strength, he just said, "Lord, I will never betray you. I will never walk away from you. I will never do this. Never, 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 never." And he was so assured of his own ability. And it was only about 24 hours later when the rooster crowed and he'd already denied Jesus three times. And Lord, that just is such a beautiful picture and a cautionary tale of the scripture that says, pride comes before a fall. And that scripture is actually repeated throughout the Old and New Testament, that it's a very well-known fact that when we act in pride, it is the precursor of falling. When we think we can do everything and we think that we're really awesome and that we have all these super abilities and we trust in ourselves, that's when the fall comes. But Lord Jesus, I thank you so much that this story does not end there. As we continue on in the story, you restored Peter. You gave him not only his dignity back, but his ministry back. And so, Lord, all of us rest in you. We all fall upon you. We all need that kind of restoration. We have been prideful. We have betrayed you. We have heard the rooster crow. Maybe even this week, in the way that we've treated our families, or the way that we have been faithless toward you and we haven't believed you, or we've given into despair and fear and worry without actually praying to you, Lord, we have done it. And we ask for your forgiveness, and we do ask humbly for your restoration. We want to experience your presence in the midst of in the midst of our clay-footed ways, in the midst of our in the midst of our need, Lord Jesus, we need you. And that's what I take away from this particular passage, is just our desperate need for you, that without you we can do nothing. And I'm reminded of those passages, particularly in John 15, where you said, apart, those famous words, "Apart from me you can do nothing. Unless the vine abides, the branches abide in the vine, they will not bear fruit." And Lord, we need to be connected to the vine today. So forgive us for severing ourselves from you. And instead, right now, we connect to you. And we ask for your life-giving power to course through us. And Lord, as I pray, I'm also reminded of other people that have denied you or walked away from you. And we just lift up our loved ones right now who are far from you. We lift up the prodigal friends, the prodigal family members, children, parents, aunts, uncles, cousins, enemies, whoever it might be, we lift them up to you and we ask that you would be the good shepherd who woos them back into the flock and into the fold. It's a heavy burden that we carry, and we ask that you would carry it for us because you love them more than we do. We thank you ahead of time for answering that prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a blessing to me, and you are a blessing to this earth. Your life matters. Please keep being faithful to the Lord in your context, because it's utterly important. You're going to reach people I'll never reach, and I'll reach people you'll never reach. And as the body of Christ, we are expanding the kingdom, which is such a holy privilege. So think of it that way today, that you're expanding the kingdom, and that it's your holy privilege to do so, come what may.